From a secret location in our headquarters building, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heaser. Now, with me on the phone today is Phil Davies from Door Number 3. Door Number 3, it sounds like something from Let's Make a Deal. Do you work with lovely Carol Merrill or something there, Phil?
I wish we did. Wow, I'd probably work a little later if we did. Wouldn't cut out so early.
So you don't work with Carol Merrill. Do you even know what I'm talking about?
No.
She was like the Vanna White of Let's Make a Deal. And they always called her lovely Carol Merrill.
Was that the... See what's behind Door Number 3?
Yeah.
I don't actually work with her.
In fact, where did you get the name Door Number 3?
That was here before I joined.
Oh, you're an employee there.
Yeah.
What is Door Number 3?
Door Number 3 is an advertising agency in Austin, Texas. And we do advertising, branding, media. It's kind of a full-service indie advertising agency in a pretty cool city, too.
And you have, at least on occasion, done some work with Southwest Airlines.
That's right. Yes, I did some at another agency I was at before Door Number 3.
You recently, I don't know how recently it was, I guess you'll tell me, but you recently created a spot it's an award-winning spot. I should say. An award-winning spot. We'll be playing it here in just a minute, but let's get a little setup on it, though. You created a spot for Southwest. Was that the first one you'd ever done for us?
That probably wasn't the first. I think I've done a couple other ones before that, so I kind of had an idea of tone and what you guys like and don't like.
Yeah, well, like you said, you're from Austin, so at least you're familiar with our brand.
Certainly.
Were you given, like, parameters or just total creative freedom?
Given a little creative brief, as usual, just sort of saying, hey, here are the points that Southwest wants to get in, probably like 5 or 6, and pretty much just sort of see how you can create a spot kind of based around it. I think the project was for Chicago's Midway Airport. They wanted to drive people to go there and book their flights online and start flying out of Midway.
That's right. We're very big in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
What was your inspiration on this? What were your the kernel of that idea, where it came from?
Oh, wow, the nugget. Well, I guess I have to credit the wise Bart Simpson for this one. I don't want to say I ripped him off.
Nice.
Creatives never want to admit that, but... yeah, this kind of just happened. It was just sort of natural, you know, when you're in an airport and you hear these voices overhead announcing travelers. It just kind of all seemed to fit. Felt pretty natural. So,
well, why don't we go ahead and play, since we built it up here a little bit? Why don't we go ahead and play this commercial? And here it goes.
All right.
Would Miss Maya Connection please report to baggage claim? Miss Maya Connection.
Carry your own bag. Please meet your party at Gate B. Carry your own bag to Gate B.
Attention passengers, been delayed, and will you bump me? Been delayed and will you bump me? Please report to the terminal.
Traveling can be hard.
Attention, all of our flights are full. Would all of our flights are full please report to the ticket counter?
But Southwest Airlines is making it easier with online check-in and self-serve kiosks.
Avery seat is full. Attention passenger, Avery seat is full.
Wilma luggage show up. Wilma luggage show up to Carousel 3.
And now Southwest flies out of Chicago's Midway Airport. It's just minutes from downtown and has convenient parking. So even
Ivana sleeping late
can still make her flight in time. Make traveling easy and book your next flight out of Midway at southwest.com.
You are now free to move about the country.
Oh, gee, I feel like I'm a real radio guy. Okay, we're back from commercial here. Phil, what was the initial feedback that you got after you did you write that? You didn't do the voiceover work on that.
I didn't do the voiceover. I just wrote the spot itself, all the characters, VO, and then probably the announcer tag and all that kind of stuff.
And what feedback did you get from Southwest or the agency that you worked with?
Well, let's see. I think initially it was the creative director really liked it. It was like, oh, man, this is great. You know, this is fun. I hope we get to do this because I think he was pretty excited about it, too. Sometimes, you know, you can just hear how a spot's going to turn out, and you're like, yeah, this would probably be pretty cool.
Yeah, you can hear things in your head, I guess.
Yeah, other voices.
Now, I have to ask the question, did you get any inspiration? You mentioned from Bart Simpson, but did you pick up any ideas from the NPR, the guys on Car Talk, that always have their fake names?
I haven't really heard them, but
Russian limo driver, peek up and drop off.
You know, there's something in there. I can't say who's ripping off who, but yeah, maybe they heard my spot that somewhere and they got it from me. Yeah, I don't know. But
people have been making fun of names forever.
Yeah, it's probably not the freshest, but I think the way it was kind of when it finally came into play for practical use.
Yeah. So. All of our flights are full.
Now the spot, as I say, it's an award-winning spot, but it has never seen the light of day. It has never been played on a radio station.
That's right.
Correct?
That's right.
So what award that I'm assuming you didn't set out to win, did you win?
Yeah, this was sort of an afterthought award show, but it was cool nonetheless. This was the 11th annual Dead Radio Contest that is presented by Oink Inc. They host it. They put it on. They've done it for 11 years. It's basically spots that have never seen the light of day that maybe the clients killed or maybe they just faded away somehow and nothing was produced.
I guess we should say that there are many reasons that a company might not air a spot. It could be that they didn't want to take a different direction or a sale or something goes on or off. It's not necessarily bad because some of these spots are absolutely fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think actually in this particular case, I don't think they just outright killed it and said, no, this is way wrong.
Right.
I think it might have just, the whole assignment might have just kind of been swept under the creative
rug. The media buy that they were planning maybe just kind of fell through.
And
the cost of airing a commercial is so much more than producing it.
Right.
You can spend way more money airing an ad than you do making it.
Certainly, yeah, especially maybe the 60-second like this one was kind of designed for.
Now, you said this was the 11th annual. How many entries were there?
Apparently, there was about 800 this year.
Wow.
800 international. You know, maybe that just includes Canada. I'm not sure, but I like to say 800 international entries.
Right. There's one guy in Canada.
Yeah, one guy. Maybe some guy in Tijuana threw in a script he wrote for Corona. I'm not sure, but I'm going to count it.
It's like the small airport that all of a sudden has one charter flight a month to Mexico. International airport.
You got to count it. Exactly.
So what did you win? Now, really, this contest, the prize went to you, not to Southwest Airlines.
That's
you
right.
Just happened to be the client. So what did you win?
Well, basically, you win kind of an all-expense-paid trip to either New York or L.A. to produce the spot that was sort of killed. So.
Oh, so the it's done at the conceptual basis, not at the finished?
Right, yeah. This was, you just basically send in your script, just a raw script, send it over to Oink Inc. Like I said, they received about 800, and they sort of plow through a whole process and kind of, you know, weeds them out, go through round after. I think they went through several rounds, they say, and a bunch of different people there weigh in. They've got judges. It's kind of a big thing over there for them and for me now, too. So they kind of narrow it down to some spots that they like, and they finally pick one that they think would be the best to produce, to bring to life.
Well, now since you've won this, are you like recognized on the street, or do you get any notoriety out of it?
I don't do my own grocery shopping anymore. If that tells you anything, I've got someone to do that. Let's just say, no. I think in the office, I'm pretty much a golden god here. But
you're still recognized around the office.
That's right. I recognize myself each morning. I look in the mirror and I say, God, there he is.
So really, the prize is the spot being produced.
Yeah, that's pretty much the big prize. They fly you out to, like I said, either New York or L.A.
Well, that's cool.
Mm-hmm, it's really cool, yeah. And
did you fly Southwest?
I wish I did. That would have been a whole lot cooler.
Gosh, what else are you working on? You got any other...
There's
hopefully Southwest products coming up?
Well, I wish that. Actually, I don't work on Southwest anymore after switching. But, yeah.
So when did you actually write this spot?
Probably about a year ago, maybe a year and a half. Then I entered it for the next year in this contest.
And so this the Dead Radio contest, that was for spots written in 2007? Or they 2008? When is the entry? When's the timeline of this?
The deadline was, I think, sometime in May, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay,
May or June, something like that.
And anybody can submit these things?
Yeah, you pretty much, yeah, just anybody who's ever had a great script that maybe it's, for a client that they've had, and it never saw the light of day. Maybe it's something that they just came up with. I think you can still enter scripts for maybe non-clients of yours. But essentially, it's like if you think you've got a great script and somebody else didn't think that or it just fell by the wayside, then send it in, and there's a good shot that, if they pick it, you get to produce it and you get to see it come to life.
Now, let's see. If anybody wanted to hear other ads like this, can they go to the Oink Inc.?
Yeah, that's a good site to go to, Oink Inc., and they have some of those
spots.
It's hard
to say.
It kind of is.
It looks very clever written, but it's hard to say.
Oink Inc. I'm sure they've run into that, but they don't seem to care. They're gonna do what they like. If you go to Oink Inc., they have spots that they've produced themselves that are pretty good. And they've got some of the past winners. You can hear, like, pretty much all 11 years' worth of winners of past
spots that have won.
Well, I guess they only pick one winner. They don't have categories and stuff?
They don't, no. Just one. There's basically one kind of overall, one grand prize winner, and then there's a couple runners-up, usually. Those spots don't get produced, but you can actually see the script. You can see sort of the competition, get an idea that...
And just plug in your own company and steal it. And...
Exactly. And now you're advertising.
All you copywriters out there.
All you aspiring copywriters and seasoned veterans looking for inspiration. Yeah.
Well, I guess congratulations are in order.
Thank you.
Sort of a left-handed compliment winning something that never got produced, but that's kind of cool.
I know. We're going to count. I think a lot of stuff actually in advertising wins, and it was never real, but... Yeah, this one is now obviously not real. But
what was working with Southwest different than working with, you know, I'm not picking on any company, Walmart or something, you know?
I think it definitely is. Just the Southwest brand is just innately fun. The people who work at Southwest know good creative. They want to produce good work. And I think everybody's kind of on the same team. It's pretty rare that I think you get a client-agency relationship for A, so long, and B, that's just so well and long-lasting.
Yeah, I think it's easy for people to accuse a company of just having a good advertising company, you know, that they've hired, when fact of the matter is, no matter how good the ad agency is, if the company doesn't get it and go along with things, spots won't ever get done.
Completely. And then, you know, it's kind of this ongoing cycle where if the client's killing good work, the creatives get bitter, and then they're not producing the best work. And it's just, that's when things kind of go sour. But obviously, I mean, Southwest is, they're just good people, like to have a good time, and you can tell that the creatives who work on that account are happy.
So what is the website for Oink Inc.? Do you know?
Yeah, it's oinkradio.com.
Oinkradio.com.
Oinkradio.com. Yeah, you can go there. If you click on the left, I believe there's a link. It says Win Spot Win. And that's where you can hear the spot, hear the winning, my winning Southwest spot. And also, I think you can see the two scripts for the runners up there.
Cool. Well, Phil Davies, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy copywriting day and ad producing day.
Oh, man, do I have to go back to work now?
Well, you do have to endure this, though.
All right.
Well, that does it for this episode of Red Belly Radio. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2008. The captain has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices. How about that?
That's pretty good. Can I steal that? I'm going to use that in something.
I don't have to rewrite that every week. See,
that's nice.
And see,
that
sometimes
is.
I'll get the person I'm interviewing to read it.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. You guys really do have fun. It's true.